Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
How did you feel when you heard that they did a documentary on your
guy? Oh my God. Honestly, I will say I had like this moment where I was like, wow, this is really happening. When I started, when I got into astrology, like when astrology was presented again in my life, because I've known about astrology, obviously, you know, like since I was six and I would watch Walter. But I don't remember as a child, you know, how that made me feel. I just remembered, you know, at 22, somebody spoke to me about my sign and I was completely enamored with it and I had to dive in and I loved it, which is in one of your episodes. But I think that when I had astrology come back into my life, a lot of my friends, as I was talking about it, like I would go on and talk and talk and nonstop, a lot of my friends started calling me Walter, you know, because like as like a play on words of like, you know, Walter, like Walter Mercado, you know, they'd be like, oh, you sound like Walter Mercado, you know, nonstop talking about astrology. So that kind of stuck to me. It was one of the ways that Walter was born. And you know, when the documentary was released, to me it was kind of like this aha moment. It was like, wow, if Walter Mercado could have a documentary, you know, made about him, an astrologer, like what are the possibilities for me or for any other astrologer in the future? You know, it's one of those things that's like, wow, like astrology, my favorite subject in the world, and there's a documentary about someone on it. You know, it can't get better than that.
Did you, how did watching the documentary, you may have had an idea of his homosexuality, but was that confirmation for you?
Some of the comments that he made, you know, were kind of questionable, but I can't.
Do you believe him?
Honestly, I mean, I don't want to.
He said he was a virgin.
He did say he was a virgin. Moon in the six. Virgo is, you know, six houses, the Virgo house, virgin.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point. Way to pull that one out.
Yes. But, okay, I don't. did I believe him? I don't know. And I feel bad saying that I don't know because I technically should. But I'm not sure, you know, and it goes back to that question, like, you know, he was born in such a time where like that was so occult, like being gay was not something that was just so easily done. And so I like to think that maybe perhaps, you know, he had a very difficult time like stating it because of that. But at the same time, I'm no one to say that, like, you know, he wasn't gay or that he was gay, you know. If he says that he wasn't, or if he doesn't want to admit to it or even talk on the subject, then that's on him. I totally respect it. But I thought, you know, I mean, a lot of people have thought, you know, their entire life that he was not 100% heterosexual. I have, you know, family of mine, friends of mine, it's kind of been talked about, you know. It's a Miami topic. There's a lot of parodies and comedy shows where, like, you know, he was kind of made fun of, and it comes out in the documentary.
Interesting. What is the, give me a, what do you want to leave the people with?
Mucho amor.
No, not that. Yeah. But what is your, give me a final thought, sum it up. Some Walter Mercado up for me from your perspective.
On what? A summary on what? On him, on the documentary?
On him, just, I want, Because I don't want the last thing we talk about.
Oh, here, his sexuality?
His sexuality.
Yeah. He inspired.
Because he was more than that. That was just a aspect of
he him. Was. He was more than that. He was an inspiration. And I think he still is. I think he's an inspiration for everyone and anyone that has ever wanted to do something, but that might have been scared to do it because of what other people might think. I think he was an inspiration to those people. I think he inspired everyone to be a beacon of light and someone that could just, you know, shine and have a smile on their face and say a word of kindness and positivity. But more than anything, I think he was very inspiring for anyone that might feel like that they're different, to just accept their differences and just be, you know. It's okay to be different, like his mom said. It's to be different. It's boring to be ordinary sometimes.
It's boring to be ordinary.
It is. It's boring to be ordinary. And you know what? I think Walter really, and with that documentary, I think he really was able to fly his freak flag. And that's one of the things that I like the most. That he flew his freak flag so brilliantly.
As a North Node, as a Aquarius North Node.
You? Not me.
Yeah. Me. Well, you have Saturn in Aquarius.
And Venus and Mars.
Yeah. But I also have Venus conjunct Uranus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Me, personally. Yes. My chart. Yes. And so that's another reason probably why that statement really resonated with me and I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I really felt that statement
that his mom said.
Yeah. To be unique is a gift.
To be unique is a gift. And to be able to express that gift, even when everyone is telling you not to, or when they look
unapologetically.
Yes. Oh, that was beautifully said. Yes.
Any last words, Claudia?
Other than a lot of love.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this episode. It was warm, you know, it was close to my heart, and Walter's an inspiration for me, you know. His background I can relate to, his sexuality or lack of I can relate to, his uniqueness I can relate to. So I really enjoyed looking at his chart. I enjoyed the delineation that you came up with, and you know, the chart that you came up with. I really dig it. And yeah, thank you so much to everyone that has tuned in and everyone that keeps tuning in.
Matter of fact, if anybody want to try to pull that chart up, it's March 9th, 1932, 10:22 p.m., Ponce, Puerto Rico.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.